song for my haters. Yeah, y'all got me feeling like the greatest. Yeah. Hey, this is a song for my haters.
I'm about to blow up. Uh-huh. Say what? Bitch, I'm about to blow up. Hey, I came up, I warmed up, the next up. Bitch, I'm about to blow up. Now don't it sound legendary? Liven up the resurrected dead.
Welcome to the By George Podcast. My name is Brian.
And I'm Chris.
Yep, and we're here bringing you fresh George Mason basketball news. First, we're going to talk about kind of what we've done to establish ourselves on George Mason campus.
Yeah, if you don't know who we are, check us out at By George Mason on Twitter. We also have an Instagram, website coming up.
Instagram is by_George. Find us, like all of our pictures.
Yeah, please do. So we're By George. We've slowly started out as sort of a brand new way to look at George Mason basketball.
A cheap way, too, because, you know, you go to the bookstore, you're going to drop like $40 on a t-shirt.
Right. So if you're looking for a t-shirt, please visit the website, visit the store. You could buy a $15 t-shirt. But let's just talk about what we've done in just the first half of the season as By George Mason. So we started as just two guys tweeting, writing up some, you know, game analysis after the games. Very just organic, you know, we were just trying to promote Mason basketball. And look at us now. We have GW coming up tomorrow, and we are actually, you know, we have media passes. We're sitting on the floor taking pictures.
We're creating all of our own content, too, because we're writing our own pieces. We're taking our own pictures. The players are now posting our pictures, you know. So we're doing a lot, and we've already made a lot happen. We got some pregame happy hours.
Yes.
It's been a pretty good time. We got a George and Ginger drink. It's good. It's whiskey. I mean, can't ask for much better than that to start your Tuesday night before a loss.
Right. Okay. But just essentially, though, what we've started out as two guys with sort of an idea on branching George Mason basketball out, and, you know, within half a season, we're now sitting next to the Washington Post, Houston Rocket scouts there on the baseline, and it's just really been a pretty good journey, and we're hoping to take it a step further and provide you more podcasts and more content coming up. So just stay tuned.
Yeah, we're looking to get you is just a cheaper, more fun way to root for our team, because from what we've seen in our 10 plus years of being fans is there's been no change. Everything has grown a little bit stale. So instead of fighting for there to be change, we're just going to bring you that change ourselves. And so we already got a pretty strong student base. We got a website that we're about to drop. It's bygeorge.giantkiller.co. Look through it. Read our posts. We got interviews with Otis Livingston on there. Chris did a mid-season report card where he pretty much breaks down for you every major category. And, of course, you can listen to our podcast that way.
Whoa, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a player.
Okay, so that's Living on a Player, if you didn't get the reference. Living on a Prayer, that was our song. So who are we looking at today, Brian?
We're looking at Marquise Moore.
Eminem.
Yep, or I guess he likes to be called Keese. I'm judging his Instagram where it's like him of like sexy selfies with the shirt off. I'm like, whoa, might have to defollow.
Well, you keep liking the pics. So.
Yeah. He's been a stud all season long. He's getting recognized by major newspapers in the area.
Yeah, Washington Post just wrote a little piece on him. But here's the thing. He was kind of a, when we recruited him, it was a Paul Hewitt product. He originally committed to Hofstra, and then he, followed Paul Hewitt to George Mason. I don't know if a ton of people were excited just because he committed to Hofstra and it was a smaller school, but, man, is this kid really just popped off this year? Like, his numbers are gradually increasing in almost every major category. Points per game, assists, blocks. You name it. The kid is just dead.
Yeah, and I hope someone corrects me if I'm wrong, but he has to be top three rebounding guards in the A-10. I mean, he is up around the rim all the time on the defensive end of the floor.
16 rebounds last game. 16. Right. He's 6'2".
Yep. And he jumps over everybody, and he's strong. And that's one thing that we always liked about him when he was coming in. He had broad shoulders. He was a big 18-year-old.
Right. He had that man body at 18.
Right. And so we love watching him play. And the improvement I've seen so far is now as he's getting to the bucket, he's starting to find open three-point shooters. Whereas before it was like if he got to the lane, he was committed. He was going to, you know, go up against a contested layup. And oftentimes I feel like he scores and it should be an and one and he's not getting the call. And I wonder if it's a lack of respect.
He's finding people even though he's not even really the true starting point guard anymore. He's playing the two at times with Otis, but even not being the point guard, his assists have risen from, 3.1 to 3.4 assists this year. And last year, he was the true point guard. And so it's saying something about his game. He's becoming more rounded, you know?
And I also think it says something about Hewitt, where he tried to bring in a kid who wasn't necessarily a point guard and turn him into a point guard. And so again, Hewitt, just like JJ, tried to take someone and turn them into a different position than what they really are. And I think that we're seeing his numbers grow because Paulson is correctly using him.
Yeah, no. It's all about the scheme. He's fitting the scheme. And one last thing that I want to talk about more. A lot of people comment on his shot. You know, his free throw, his three-point, you know, shot, just his shot in general. It's not the best-looking shot.
It's busted.
But it's effective.
Right.
I mean, he had a great free throw percentage last year. He's just pulling up nice little jumpers.
From the elbow. Yeah. He gets by his man. And so now
he gets up there too.
Yeah. And people have to back up when guarding him because you think he's going to blow right by you and get to the bucket. So you're going to give him that elbow jumper and he's knocking it down. And I think that's somewhere where he's really going to improve from this season to next season.
Right. So I think what we're trying to say is officially the first half MVP of this team will be Marquise Moore, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's our MVP.
And we got him for another year, too. So, you know, only good things to come with this kid.
And he's the most likable player. I mean, when he goes up there and he scores over somebody, it's an and one, he's, like, flexing in their face. He's, like, clapping. He's getting excited. He shows emotion more emotion on the court than you'll ever find on his Instagram. That's a lock. Stay tuned. Segment two coming up. Hey, I heard you're looking for a home. Oh, yeah? Well, have you heard of Pearson Smith Realty? Well, my name is Brian Lawrence, and I'm an agent with Pearson Smith Realty. We're selling homes all over the DMV. Shoot me a call at 703-582-7851 or email me at brian@e4realty.com. That's brian@e4realty.com. That is brian@e4realty.com.
Did you happen to get that email address?
Yeah, brian@e4realty.com.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, we heard it enough. But call anyways, me. We're back here at By George. What we're going to do is take a look back at the first half of the season. The highs and lows. Obviously, some of the lows were, you know, Colgate and losing to Towson. But some of the highs were pretty high. I mean, beating, you know, Ole Miss at the Charleston Classic, beating Oklahoma State, who ended up beating Kansas by like 20 points last week.
Yeah, we beat them in overtime. That was awesome.
That's a quality win. And I thought that we played competitive against UVA. So there are definitely some highs and lows in the first half. A little bit more lows than we kind of wanted to see. But I don't know. What were your thoughts on the first half of the season?
It's been pretty consistent that we've scored high 60s. And so when our defense played well enough to win us games and rebounded and Shevin could beat a double team, you know, we actually played pretty well. And I thought we were going to play in the A-10 a little bit better, judging the first half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just looking at a couple, I mean, we held UPenn to 44 points. I mean, there was a couple really strong defensive.
Wright State to 39. Right. I think they had like 12 points in the first half or something. I don't know what it was, but you know, and that's kind of been the theme of the season is our inconsistency, and we've definitely, just when you think we've hit our stride, we'll play a bad game
and like we'll score 46 points against James Madison.
Well, James Madison's actually not bad this year,
but 46 points
against James Madison, yes, that's terrible. But then, you know, you go on a little winning streak after James Madison, you beat Longwood, you beat Wagner, you know, and then you kind of go into the VCU game and then we just get blown out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough.
And I'm pretty sure if we would have won that VCU game, that would have put us right at 500. And that would have been awesome to get a good win, you know, have some rough parts of the start of your season, but you know, you hit that 500 mark early on. But we haven't seen that since.
Once we hit A-10 play, our only win, which was, you know, a decent win against St. Louis. Clearly, they're not a great team, but we put up 92 points.
Right. And we just shot very well from the field that day. Grayer was hitting. Otis was hitting. Moore was getting to the bucket. Shevin was exposing double teams. And we just looked like a very solid team.
Yeah, we looked polished.
Yeah.
And you know, just with what I've seen in the early season, you know, we have like these slumps because we're starting freshmen.
Right, so we're young.
We'll go through shooting slumps, and that's to be expected.
We're relying on Grayer and Abram to hit threes, and they're freshmen, and they're doing an okay job.
Yeah, did you see the Abram go for 51 points in 2-game stretch?
Right,
that was awesome,
and it was just fun to watch. And so even whereas last year it sucked, so at least we get to root for freshmen who are doing really good things and who are winning A-10 Player of the Week awards. That's just fun to have.
So also what I did earlier this week, I did a mid-season report card in which I kind of graded some of the different aspects of George Mason basketball for the first half. And I looked at their national rankings and sort of just looking at them, you know, with the old eye test. And so I came up with a report card, and I think we should cover it, starting with defense.
Okay, yeah, the defense nationally ranked 122nd. What do you give them?
I gave them a B-.
Tell me why.
Well, so the defense was good. You know, again, we talked about Wright State and Penn, and we're holding some teams to the terribly low shooting percentages, and we've looked really good. But the one thing that we haven't done are make, you know, big stops in games. So when we need a big stop, we're not getting them. So
I would probably get, you know, I'm looking at B- and I like that. I think that if you're judging our half court defense only, B- is strong. I think if you're judging off of our out of bounds defense and having to apply pressure, I'm going a little bit lower myself, to C-D+ range.
But that's when we're getting in though to turnovers. And so yeah, that's another thing.
Right,
our defense straight up though has been okay. We're keeping opponents to, you know, a decent points per game. You know, it's...
We just like to see him switch it up.
And we're freshmen, too. And this is a new system. So B- F.
Okay, so offense nationally ranked 325th. What do you give it?
Right. I could give this like a D, but I'm giving it a C-.
Tell me why.
And it's... Clearly, it's a new scheme, new players. We're playing some pretty good teams at the first half of the season. So I know that we look bad on paper. Our shooting percentages are you know, relatively low, but you know, there's been like some pretty good offensive explosions here and there, but you know, and our freshmen are coming through with, you know, some big point totals. So I thought I could cut them some slack. They put up 92.
Yeah, I think what I'm thinking, and Marco missed some time. And so when you had Marco miss time, the offense kind of ran through him.
I'm just saying that there've been a lot of setbacks.
Right.
And we're pretty much riding freshmen, and offensively, I think they've done an okay job.
Putting up 92 points once this season already is pretty impressive for giving all roadblocks.
Right.
All right.
So what about rebounding?
Yep, 30th in the nation. What are you giving it?
Well, you got to give that an A.
If
you're top 50 in the nation in any statistics, you're going to get an A. And so Shevin Thompson, again, is the leading rebounder in the A-10. He's not doing it as much than, you know, last year.
His arms are so long that he's really just reaching up. He barely has to jump. He's in the right position at the right time most of the time for rebounds.
But the fact that he's ranked 12th in the nation in rebounding, the fact that we have the 12th ranked, I'm going to give us an A. But not only that, I'm going to give it also because Moore, being 6'2", you know, is averaging over 6.5 rebounds per game. And that's our point guard,
He's getting double doubles with rebounds and points. He's doing it all on both the offense and the defensive glass.
And teams, I know that Mike Lonergan was talking about, you know, our team, and he said the one thing that we have to control are the rebounds, because I think we're actually known as just like a really good rebounding team. So.
Okay, so what, you know, turnovers, which you know I think has been made, you know, a huge.
Here. Let me interrupt you. F.
Yeah.
F, F, F.
It's a big problem.
Yeah, it's bad. And so
made me stutter.
We're not only not forcing any turnovers. I think we're almost dead last in the nation. We're also committing too many. And
right.
That's to be expected. I don't mind that, but let's force some turnovers, you know? Let's play some pressure D. Let's, you know, I don't know.
It's tough because we've watched VCU just own us for so many years with a full court trap press. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we want that excitement too because we've seen the success that they've had from their Final Fours and the how we've sucked.
Right. So next three-point percentage, we're net, you know, ranked 335th. I gave that a D. Obviously, we're ranked near the bottom of the country, again, in another statistic. But the one thing it held me back from an F was the fact that the open looks are there.
Right. And freshmen are hitting. They're going to have off games, but some days they're red hot, and Abram is hitting like 4 for 6 from the field. So
yeah, it's
bad. It's streaky.
Yeah, it's streaky. So now
the bright spot, I guess besides rebounding, but you know what we're all really excited for is the freshman class. What do you give them?
I gave them a B+, and that's to say, you know, three of our freshmen really have stood out: Otis, Grayer, Abram. All have won, you know, A-10 freshman weekly honors. That's a huge deal. I mean, to have three kids on one team winning. So
we've seen glimpses of Cam as well. You know, he hasn't shot that well this season, but his form looks good. The arc is there, and he has hit some open looks.
And Dixon, you know, his time will come. But for those three guys, though, and what they've done this season, I think that's a B+. And there's a promise. Right. You know?
And so let's move on to the Hewitt leftovers, okay? The upperclassmen.
Okay, and I gave them a C+. Moore, obviously, is carrying the team. He's done it all. He makes it a C. Shevin makes it a C+, because, you know, even though he's not as good as he was last year, he's still putting up high rebounds and some decent point total games. So, but where I kind of pull it back, it's Patrick Holloway. You know, he left the team. It's Marka, who was suspended 4 games. It's Royal, who has had a concussion and, you know, he's come back and been ineffective. It's JJ, who comes out on the court. You know, he's good some games.
He's fouling out. Anytime he gets more than 18 minutes, he's going to have four or five fouls. So
we need our upperclassmen to step up.
We do.
So I really want to make...
And I'm the biggest Jenkins fan. In fact, if you're on the boards and you go back to my early predictions, I had Jenkins being our best player, getting A-10 nominations per mm-hmm. week. And so I'm going to go out there and say, you know, guys, I'm sorry, I tanked. But, you know, we're hoping for a little bit more out of them in their second year with Paulson next season.
Speaking of Moore, though, I just wanted to declare one thing. MVP of the first half of the season, Marquise Moore. And that's it.
All right, guys, hope you enjoyed segment 2. Stay tuned.
Thanks, Angie. And live breaking news out of Fairfax, Virginia. By George, the popular Twitter handle covering George Mason basketball, has brand new shirts available at bygeorge.giantkiller.co. That's bygeorge.giantkiller.co. Visit the store and you'll find shirts ranging from medium to extra large. Only $15. Brand new merchandise will be coming soon. Hats, tanks, anything you need. Visit bygeorge.giantkiller.co and visit the store. Back to you, Angie.
Dude, who's Angie?
Angie Goff. Do you watch NBC News?
Zip.
Follow her at Oh My Goff.
Okay. Actually, I think we do. Yeah,
she's
no.
She's an AOPI, former Mason alum. So.
Is she a silly?
Yeah, she's very silly.
Okay.
All right, so what we're going to do now is kind of look ahead at... you know, the rest of the season. There's, you know, what, 10, 12 games left.
Okay, so I'm going to go through the schedule. You're going to tell me if you think we're going to win or we're going to lose. We're going to start off with 12 o'clock versus GW on Sunday.
I think that's a loss. Now, it's at home. GW's coming off of a loss. Actually, kind of a bad loss.
Right, they haven't. They started off hotter than they've been playing as of late.
Right, so we could beat them, but we won't.
Okay, at Richmond?
No, not at Richmond. I just think Richmond just beat GW, so I mean, who knows how good they are.
Okay, so how about versus Dayton at home on February 6th?
That's a loss. I mean, straight up. Put it in the books, 20-point loss.
Okay. How about versus St. Louis, the only team in the A-10 we've beat so far?
What about Rhode Island, Davidson?
Oh, shit.
Wow, that was a gem. So let me just, I'll do a speed round. Rhode Island at Rhode Island, loss. Davidson, loss. St. Louis, yeah, we can beat them.
Okay, so
we're at home. Yeah.
So that's a win you're giving us. What about at Massachusetts?
I think we beat UMass. I think we kind of have their number. So I think we go on a little 2-game winning streak, followed by VCU, which is a loss.
So we're not going to get our one and only 3-game winning streak
ever. No.
Ever.
Right.
How about at LaSalle?
We could beat them. That's another win.
Ooh, right. So you're giving us some wins down the stretch.
That's 3 of 4.
At GW?
No.
Okay, and how about versus Richmond to close it out on?
We win that game.
Wow, yep. So down the stretch, you got us winning 4 games.
Yep, sure do. And that's, I mean,
4 of 11. I would take that. Yeah. Actually, I guess it's pretty on par with the start of our season.
Expect about 5 wins in the A-10 this year, which everyone was kind of predicting. So.
Wow, I'll take 5. If it's anything less than 5, that'll be pretty disappointing.
Right.
All right, I'm going to throw you out some better bits. For those of you who are new, I don't want to get too involved, but bet means yes, bit means no. Okay.
Well, hold on. Let's find the origin of bet. So,
okay.
What does bet mean?
Okay, so if I say to you, Chris, are you excited to go out tonight?
Bet.
Okay, Chris, are you bent?
No.
It is only 12 o'clock on Saturday.
That's a bit.
Okay, so that's a bit. Yeah, exactly. Right. Perfect. All right, so you got it.
All right, so what's your first better bit?
Will Marquise Moore get a triple-double this season?
Bet.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
And this is how he's going to do it.
Okay.
He could do it through blocks.
I mean, what, do you get like 6-1 game?
Right. Yeah, he could probably put up a game where he puts up like 12 points, maybe get like 11 boards.
He needs the freshman to hit threes.
The assists will be tough.
Right.
But do I think he can get like 10 assists? I don't know.
That'd be a crazy game.
He is coming, you know, into his own, and I think maybe down the line he can get a triple-double.
Okay, a better bit. Does Shevin make it to the NBA?
Bit, but I think he makes the D-League, and I bet you a team takes a risk on him, and I think some teams think that he's kind of raw and that maybe right. They can mold them there, but I don't know.
He definitely has NBA scouts looking at him. That's something that By George can confirm.
Right. Bet or bit, Mason will get at least one good win down the stretch, whether it's Dayton, VCU, Davidson, you know, GW. Will we get one more signature win this season?
That's a bit, but I'm not including GW in that category. I think we can beat GW once of these 2 times. But I'm going to go with a bit.
Okay. Well, what about bet or bit? We win a game in the A-10 tournament this year. Well, hopefully we don't have the play-in game.
If we lose another play-in game, I might throw this microphone. So I'm hoping that does not happen.
We just cannot beat Fordham.
I'm going to have to say bet.
Right. Okay. Well, hopefully we win one. I don't know who it's going to be.
Better bit. Does VCU go undefeated in the A-10?
Bit.
No chance?
Someone's going to... Dayton will catch them. St. Joe's. Someone.
St. Joe's looked pretty good.
St. Joe's has an NBA player. They have a top 15 pick.
Yeah, and he didn't do that much against us, but we got beat up by their power forward and centers hitting threes on us.
Right.
Okay, so we'll close out better bit with this last one.
Do you know it?
No.
You're thinking of
it. I'm thinking right now. bet or bit? We will sell out once this season.
Not even homecoming. Man, that was the biggest bit.
Oh, are you excited for homecoming, though? Are you going to go to the new beer tasting? It's only 20 bucks.
No. I'm not excited.
Are we going to rent a spot, dude?
No. Because you have to put down like a down payment.
Who does that? Some alumni told us. One of our frequent visitors to our happy hour told us that. We were so embarrassed for him. The amount of money he puts into the program, the amount he probably has contributed.
It's a deposit. I think you get the money back.
But if you don't show up, you don't get it?
But it's already a struggle to get people there to begin with, let alone get people to jump through.
Yep. But we'll probably walk through homecoming and take all the free stuff. and then keep it moving. Have some couple natty lights.
Get a hot chocolate from a tent. I tell them, show me my opponent, 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 show me my opponent. Okay, that was...
We got it.
What was he saying?
Show me my opponent.
Okay. What does that mean?
GW.
So show us our next opponent.
Right. And that's a little segment we're just working right now, through some segments. And thanks for being part of our pilot. GW, what do we think of GW so far?
I think they're pretty good. They have some quality wins. They're 15-5. They're fourth in the A-10. Will they make the tournament? If they get some wins down the road, maybe they could squeak in a play-in game. But, yeah, they're a good team. Yeah. Oregon's got, a nice team.
Yep, and the junkies love him. So, if the junkies love him, I think we were actually trying to...
What is that?
I think we were actually trying to interview him at one point, right?
Yeah, no, we were... he was a coach at Vermont. We were looking at him. It was kind of a between Hewitt, do we want Lonergan, who's kind of a local guy, and Lonergan's been there 5 years, took him to one tournament. They got bounced out by Memphis. They have this kid, Tyler Cavanaugh, right now, who's killing it.
He's
averaging 17 a game.
Which we don't have.
I mean, this kid, he can score from anywhere on the court. I mean, he's shooting 42% from three, shooting 85% from free throws.
NBA?
They've got some pretty solid players. So, will it be a tough game for us? Yeah. And, those days of us beating GW...
From what I've seen of GW, they play a lot of zone defense.
1-3-1.
And so what are we going to do to beat that? We're going to
commit a bunch of turnovers and shoot some terrible shots.
The problem is we are a team that settles for threes a lot. And so that's what the zone wants to make you do. And we don't shoot at a very high percentage. We got to get into the middle of the zone and look to kick opposite. If you don't do that and you just settle for quick threes, it's going to...
When Shevin can't kick it out,
right?
Then that's...
He's done a little bit better of a job, but there is going to always be a guy on a baseline, and there's always going to be a guy on the wing, and so he's constantly double-teamed. It might be a game he just doesn't play that much.
I think, from what I read, Shevin Thompson committed 6 assists last year in, over 600 minutes of play, and it was, historically one of the worst assist percentages by minutes played ever.
Right.
So he has difficulty finding the open guy. But he's getting better at it.
He's getting better.
It's all about feel.
Right. So GW tomorrow, 12 o'clock, Sunday on the Sunday.
Let's do a score prediction real quick. What do you think the score will be?
0% chance we get above 70. So I'm going to say GW 79, Mason... 68.
Okay, no. I'm going to go GW 69, Mason 56.
Who?
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
I mean, it's...
Both teams are kind of rusty. We haven't played in 8 days.
Right.
So don't expect us to hang out 68 points, whatever you said.
I mean, the only reason I think that we could score some points is because we do have three-point shooters when they get hot.
Right.
And so if they get hot and we start scoring, who knows?
The thing is, when you make predictions with this team, you could either...
I'm never
gonna
right.
Score, yeah, we're going to score 40 points, they score 90. Project 90, they score 40. So.
Right. Okay, so show me my opponent, GW, 12 o'clock.
Show me my opponent.
Honey, hot, sweetness. No, I'm not describing Doc Nick's. I'm describing the baked chicken wings on keystothecucina.com. Check it out for more baked chicken wing recipes and Super Bowl ideas for your Sunday. Keystothecucina.com.
Good God, that sounded good.
Yep, I'd love to drip some honey sriracha all over myself right now.
It's weird.
have you been to the place O George yet?
Once.
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
The bartender seemed very pretentious.
I don't know about pretentious. He was just an asshole.
Yeah. We're not a sports bar. Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
Take a look around. You'll see TV screens showing every sporting,
And you have a separate bar area from your dining room area. So you have a bar with sports.
You're a sports bar.
Yeah, but we'll talk to you in about a year and a half when you're a sports bar and you want to host By George events.
Oh.
So we're going a little bit side bit right now because Jonesy and I have a lot in common when it comes to sports. Jones, are you a Skins fan?
I am.
Are you a Wiz fan?
Yeah.
Caps fan?
Huge.
Nats fan?
Yeah.
Castles fan?
Actually, kind of am.
I know. Did we have Serena Williams for a while?
We're winning like... four consecutive championships in the...
Right.
Whatever.
We haven't seen a lot of championships in a while. It's been like since DC United.
Right.
So what do you think about Kirk Cousins? Because, you know, we all kind of hated on him before this season. He kind of took us all by storm, and now he has our hearts.
Everyone hated him when he wasn't that good. Suddenly everyone likes him now that he's good.
He's rocking a starter jacket and Uggs, and we're all posting this picture.
He really should just say FUDC. Like, he didn't really want me before. Right. We were trying to, like, ship him out for a third-round pick. Now we're about to give him 80, 90 million.
So probably the thing that tilts me the most right now as the season's over is how did he not make the Pro Bowl? Like, Kirk Cousins should have made the Pro Bowl. How?
Here's the breakdown of some teams that got some players into the Pro Bowl. So the Cowboys had 5 players make the Pro Bowl. They finished dead last in our conference, or division.
Close to the... I mean, it's not too far away from dead last in the
NFC. Ravens had 4 players. The Buccaneers had 4 players. So we're rewarding all these terrible teams.
Jameis Winston made it over Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, so...
Jameis Winston like helped create Kirk Cousins because Kirk Cousins was about to be a big fat zippy until he had that comeback of a lifetime versus Tampa Bay, and we won the game and we went on to make the playoffs because we finished something crazy like 6-3 down the stretch.
I think the bigger surprise was Teddy Bridgewater.
Right.
You're not even good.
So are you going to watch the Pro Bowl?
No. Okay. I haven't watched it in 15 years. I really haven't. Dude, it's junky. Why would I watch? I watch some skills competitions.
Yeah, would you replace the Pro Bowl with skills competitions? Yeah, I know. I'd love to watch quarterbacks throw the ball through some tires and moving targets and whatever.
Right. I want to see like Drew Brees throwing the ball, not Teddy Bridgewater.
Right.
Like,
and barely... you know they would get out there and do competitions like that because they're fun.
Right. And you're not going to blow out an ACL.
Yep. Okay. So let's move right along to the Caps because right now there's not a more exciting team in the city of DC.
They are the Golden State Warriors of the NHL. Right. They have 8 losses all year, which is huge. I think the next closest team has like 14 losses.
Right.
But they're doing it offensively. I think we have the most goals in the league. Defensively, Holtby is potentially going to win the Vezina trophy. And then you got it's hard to say. Like, Ovechkin's not going to win MVP, but he's definitely going to win the most goals Rocket Richard trophy. So, and then you have just an all-around complete team. This team will win a cup. They will be the first DC team to win a championship in 15, 20 years.
Yeah, we need that since about 1991.
Mark my words.
So just to continue on the All-Star Game controversies, there's a little controversy in D.C. with our hockey team right now because Ovechkin is going to get suspended 1 game for missing the All-Star Game.
Nobody
what do you think?
Cares.
You don't
nope,
think?
Nope, nobody cares.
So why is it not a story?
No one really cares about the NHL All-Star Game itself. They're gonna final score is gonna be 15-16. I don't care if
the 3-on-3 might be like 30-28.
Right. And then, you know, I like the skills competition in the NHL too. I like the right. shooting at targets and all that bullshit. So
the 1 game suspension really means nothing.
No, he'll have an extra day of rest.
Right. So they didn't. When they made that decision, they knew the suspension was coming, and they just didn't even care.
Yeah. Plus, we're the best team in the NHL, so losing our best player for 1 game so he could rest and not potentially injure himself in the NHL All-Star Game is a win-win. So.
Okay. To keep it in the same building, the Wizards. So
get me out of that building. The Wiz suck. Fire Whitman.
It's done.
You're gonna ride that out to the.
And
end
they keep
of
talking
season.
About injuries. It's like, okay, you don't have a good team. Right. You had all these chances in free agencies. You're waiting around for Kevin Durant, who's not coming. Okay, yeah. So you missed out on Greg Monroe's. Okay, you just missed out on players that really could have helped us, and so now we're tanking. And who's gonna want to come to us next year? Bradley Beal can't stay healthy.
Yeah, I know. It's like the man like just finds ways to get injured. If it's a concussion, it's breaking his leg.
They're talking about how he's going to be on minute limits, and he's like 23.
Right, so...
All right, so that's a disaster waiting to happen. And so now we're looking at the Washington Nationals to close out our fanhood.
That's a team that's going to have, you know, some hype. I don't think they're going to deliver. I think they plugged in some... you know, Daniel Murphy. You know, they're all fine. Answer me this.
Did Murphy ball out during the season? We all know what he did in the postseason.
He's pretty good.
He's going to hit like 24 bombs?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Okay, because we need a guy to hit like 35. Because right. Who's going to be? I guess. Well, Harper. I don't even know what I'm saying, but maybe someone to compliment him.
What's that saying about the Nats when you have a guy like Cespedes who takes like less money and signs with the Mets? Or I think we're trying to get someone else.
Upton.
Yeah. And
there's like three guys we're trying to get in the outfield. Really, we tried to get Hayward from. And I don't forget where he went.
Right.
Where'd he go? I don't know. He played for the Cardinals. I don't know where he went. Where he went after that. But either way, we kept trying to go after outfielders, and we have three. We just traded for an outfielder, I believe. We traded Drew Storen for an outfielder, right? So why are you even going after Worth, Harp? Like, how much money are you going to have
This team will be, they'll be good, but they just won't win any playoff games again. It's just, you're going to have a few years of us being, like, pretty good, but not elite.
Okay, so that's how we feel on DC Sports right now. You know, just to kind of close you out on exactly what By George is going to continue to do. We're going to continue to host pregame happy hours. Now,
come and check it out. Right. Really.
Red Hot and Blue, I mean, we got them giving out apps for $5, beers for $2.50. I mean, we got the Georgian ginger, whiskey. I mean, just come out, talk Mason basketball.
And from what I've seen, like, people enjoy themselves. Some people really just want to talk Mason basketball, and there's no one to talk to about Mason basketball, especially in a down year like this. So it gives an opportunity for some fans to talk about some old games, sort of, you know, talk about some of our new freshmen. It's fun. I like it.
Right.
You know, I'll keep
going. I mean, before it was just Chris and I doing this by ourselves. So the fact that we even have 10 plus people coming is a plus. But what we want to do is we want to be able to give you free food and have free snack bars and have free drink giveaways and just turn it into a party.
And just try it. Right. I know a lot of people want to go to Brian's or maybe Red Hot Blue is too far from the Patriot Center. It's not. It's you know, right. You go down the street, you're there. So
we both know it's slightly nubby inside.
It's kind of nubby, but
We're going for the cheap drinks, the cheap food, and the good company.
It's good food. I like the wings.
Right.
They're not as good as Keys to the Casino.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, join us out. Some other stuff we're looking to do. We're looking to bring you some new flavor with our gear. We're gonna have tank tops and hats.
Watch out because the hats are gonna be fresh.
Yep, they're going to be fresh. And so not only that, but we're going to keep bringing you more podcasts. All right. Keep listening. Send us your feedback. You can comment, read our stuff that we post. Show us love because we're showing you love.
Just make sure to like things. All right.
Right.
Just like
things. We're trying to get our like game up. So keep going.
Keep liking us.
All right. That's Brian Lawrence.
Yeah.
Chris.
All right. Yeah. Keep listening.
Hey. Turn my vocals up a little bit more, please. Yeah. Yeah. A little bit more. Yeah. I'm on it. Yeah. I'm on it. I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new shovel. Put these niggas in the dirt. Shame with the new bezel. All my niggas put a work. I'm on a new level. Bought me a new shovel. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. All my niggas put a work. Used to be sleeping on itchy beds. Bed bugs in the mud.